Atkinson launched her upcoming Class Size Matters tour Monday with a press conference organized by the State Democratic Party. Atkinson argued that more teachers and smaller class sizes are needed to provide students the individual attention they need. But she says that's becoming increasingly difficult with state and federal budget cuts to education. Atkinson said last year those cuts meant 5,000 fewer education jobs in the state, including nearly 1,000 full-time teachers and more than 2,000 teaching assistants. And she says it's only going to get worse.
Since the budget passed last month, doesn't make up for the loss of federal money that President Obama fought to provide the states during tough economic times. All told, we will be losing at least another $190 million on top of the over $400 million that we've already lost last year.
Ruth Sarton, an English teacher at Winston-Salem's R.J. Reynolds High School, is joining Atkinson on the Class Size Matters tour. She says the budget cuts have made an already difficult situation in the classroom even worse.
At R.J. Reynolds, I have had class sizes as large as 35 to 38 students. Basic necessities like enough desks and enough textbooks have become issues on the first day of school.
Atkinson launched the tour to highlight the state's education needs and to attack Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's education platform and record in Massachusetts. Last week, she appeared before a U.S. Senate subcommittee to urge Congress to restructure broad funding cuts set to begin at the end of the year, which she says will hurt state reform efforts in five programs and affect more than 200,000 students. Audrey Fannin, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.